well, if you are thinking of selling your car, it might be worthwhile just putting it through a car wash. Just a thought. Somebody who can address this and also raise some very key points in terms of a recent survey by car reselling company Car Take Back about the notions of selling cars, and also how actually, despite Brexit, it seems that we have the best new car sales for 12 years occurring. Well, the only person we can actually go to find true incisive commentary and general wit and joie de vivre is the legendary car expert and racing driver extraordinaire. It's Vicky Butler-Henderson. Good morning, Vicky.
Oh, good morning. Gosh, I don't know if I can live up to that billing.
Of course, Vicky, you are the Rolls-Royce of television presenters and car drivers. That's clearly.
Thank you very much. I am actually blushing here.
let's move on to this particular item. New car sales rise since the Brexit vote. Dealerships have recorded the best January for 12 years, and this is actually all ahead of the busiest weekend for buying, selling and scrapping.
Yes, it is indeed. The research that's been done by Car Take Back has shown that there is a strong consumer confidence in buying cars. It's also coupled with low interest finance deals, new models to the market, more plug-in hybrids, electric cars and stuff like that, which has obviously grabbed our attention and you know, it pushed up the new car sales.
Now, I'm one of those folk, Vicky, who probably, I purchased the car, I think that's it, it'll work through that, and my Rover 25, touch wood, is still going strong all these years later.
Well done you, sir. Hats off to you.
But in terms of this whole system, clearly one of the aspects about the Car Take Back scenario is to raise some of the issues and concerns people have when they're selling their car, because you've got the usual line of strangers turning up to your homes, two-thirds said that they felt quite unsafe and worried about the experience. That's quite serious. But also the time wasters and just being messed around, basically.
Yes, exactly. That's the thing. So more than half the people were upset and found it stressful that people just came around kicking some tyres and then went away again. Because, you know, it takes some time to rearrange your diary, you know, to fit in people who want to come and have a look at the car, keep the car clean. And if you've got children, keeping the inside of a car clean is an utter nightmare. So all of that is particularly sort of awkward when it comes to selling a car.
And that's quite a pass course from haggling over the price of the car. 3 in 10 of those surveys have actually been stood up by potential customers. It used to be a sort of standard line that clearly it was the way that the local provincial press would actually earn its corn, by having car advertisements put in there and the website would be actually there. But presumably you would echo the notion that actually in the 21st century it's best to probably go to a reputable car dealer or indeed car reselling company like Car Take Back.
Yep. Well, also, I mean, the thing with a dealer is that you have to physically take your car around to each dealer to get, you know, to get a good price for it. So that, again, just adds some time where, you know, motorists need to know that there are companies out there like Car Take Back who will take the stress totally away from selling a used car or indeed a car that's, you know, for scrap or for spare parts. So money can be made. And now is a great time to spring clean your garage, because on Wednesday next week we've got the new registration plates. The 17 plates will be strapped onto to new cars.
Mm-hmm. So again, Brexit, we hear obviously it's going to mean the end of everything, it's going to be the beginning of everything. I mean, somewhere the truth possibly lies in between those two extremes. Any surprises in terms of the fact that we have this best new car sales for 12 years?
I know, it is quite a surprise, just because of the sort of, you know, indecisions that have been consuming the country since Brexit. So it's great news. It's a lovely news story.
Yeah, indeed. So looking at earlier stats that came through, which I thought were particularly interesting, on average, the private car seller takes 8 days to sell their car, with 3/4 willing to take a slightly lower price if it means speeding up the process. Have you ever engaged in the process yourself, Vicky? Or have it as a case of, no, I have people to do that for me?
I accumulate cars more than I sell them, sadly. So I'm just getting bigger and bigger garages. So I'm very reluctant to sell a car myself, just because I'm such a hoarder of all cars.
Well, it's a thing that effectively you become part of it. It's a bit like Reach Out With Your Feelings, Luke, in Star Wars. It becomes an extension in all sorts of ways. I mean, I won't go into a Freudian analysis of this particular side of things, but, you know, there is a line when it sort of works through that. And in terms of, say, your own retail experiences, positive or negative experiences or challenges that you've had?
No, I think because the motoring industry is my industry, I live and breathe cars, I'm lucky enough that I have good knowledge, you know, when it comes to buying a car or selling a car, and so I, you know, I know what everything is worth, and that's, you know, perhaps a great tip that people can take is just do a little bit of market research, find out what your car should be selling for, so that you're equipped with the best information you can when selling or indeed buying a car.
Absolutely. I mean, again, sage words, as we knew you would provide us with from that point of view. Best place to go to if folk are listening to this and they want to say, well, yes, that's all very well, and we know that Vicky knows what she's talking about, etc., but where can we go to online to find out more details about the sort of things we've been talking about?
Sure. Well, just for one easy click to sell your car, is go to cartakeback.com.
You see, that's one of the reasons why there are other motoring programs that might try and bring in former American actors from American television sitcoms. They might have former radio presenters or current radio presenters trying. But fundamentally, Vicky Butler Henderson rules. That's the bottom line. Vicky, have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us on the program this morning?
It's been delicious, Alex. Thank you so much. I hope everyone has a wonderful Friday and a fabulous weekend.
Well, the next sort of critical question is, can we look forward to hopefully in the not-too-distant future welcoming you back and featuring more VBH wisdom when it comes to automobile material in the near future here on the station.
Thank you. I should go and find some wisdom from somewhere.
Yay! Take your breath away, which of course is what Roger Black and Steve Bagley actually did for the country when they succeeded in all sorts of wonderful ways. I'm fortunate enough to meet Roger actually back at the Linkages show a few years ago. Roger, welcome to the Midweek Drive and indeed Siren FM Southside Broadcasting. And Steve Bagley, OBE, two, not one, but two dynamic legends. Genius.
What about that for an intro, Rob? It's not even better than that. Yeah.
Truly essential. And curiously, it's like tying in with this recent survey about the age of home ownership, which can be as young as 25. We hear a great deal, of course, about how young people just can't get on the property ladder at all in any way, shape or form. So you two fine folk, legends in every way, are now working with Performing Property, the first British training programme, to bring together leaders to actually address this whole notion of how actually you can have the objective of having your own home and achieve it, presumably.
It's a good point you make. You know, you say as young as 25 years of age, but a generation ago that was expected. You know, you were likely to be on the property ladder. So this research is done by HSBC. It's Deposit Dash is the name of it, and it's over 4,000 people have been surveyed to find out how much money goes through our kids' hands from birth to 25 years of age, and it's astounding. I mean, it's over £130,000 on average, which is blowing us away. But the suggestion is that, you know, if we were to save 25% of that, we'd have enough to put on the deposit for a house.
Absolutely, and again, it's that objective side of things. Steve, you hold the world record as a javelin thrower three times. Can we use that as a metaphor for saying if you actually continue, you know, working through this whole process and follow a similar line through this, whether it's tooth fairy donations, pocket money gifts, and actually combined from that, you can achieve that target of getting a deposit on property?
Yeah, the all-important tooth fairy gets a mention. Why not? You know, we aspire, you have a dream. You have, a commitment with discipline. That was Roger's and my background as athletes. And I suppose the suggestion here is that if we adopt that kind of discipline into our financial lives, create those habits at an early age, that we've got a better chance of getting on that property ladder by 25, as is suggested.
Roger, as I mentioned, I was fortunate enough to connect with you 5 years ago now. It was Lincoln 2012 at the Lincolnshire Show from that point of view. And people in Lincoln still talk with awe of the time you actually graced our presence. I put it down, Roger, to your inspiration there, leading to Lincoln City Football Club getting to the sixth round of the FA Cup. But that's not a lie.
I take full credit. I watched them on Match of the Day the other day, it's amazing the impact you can have on a county show.
Yeah.
Just some of it rubbed off, and now look at that. Is that Arsenal in the next round?
We'll clearly have
fairy
to get
tales, fairy tales are made, hey, right here.
We'll clearly have to get you up to Middlesbrough to actually sort out various other bits and pieces there. But in terms of advice for this whole process, fairly standard for once: plan early, don't underestimate the deposit, budget beyond the purchase price, and consider what sacrifices you can make. Really,
I think the bigger picture here is, you know, the statistics are fine, but the bigger picture here is that the thing that really makes a difference, if we're talking about saving, is time. As you get older, you have less time. But if you start into the discipline of saving, and that's not just educating our children to save, because that's very hard, obviously. We've all got kids. Steve and I've got kids. To get your kids to save is not going to be straightforward. But as parents, to maybe just plan just a little bit over the period of their lifetime, certainly for the first 25 years, it's amazing what you can achieve by getting into that discipline. So I think that's the thing. It's just being aware that it's harder now to find money. Money's harder to find. It's harder to, property prices has changed. But if you're serious about it, you're going to have to start a lot earlier than maybe we would have done in our day.
Absolutely. In the studio, we've got two fine folk. We'll start off with the full-time chaplain for the James Cook University Hospital. That's Reverend Marie Edwards. Marie, do you fret about your... Because your children aren't quite thinking about the property ladder as yet, are they?
No, they're not. I have a 13, a 14 and a 16-year-old. And I have to say, if we make choices about saving, it's probably more for their future education than where they're going to live. So I should imagine they'll be feeding me my sloppy breakfast when I'm 80 at this rate, I would have thought.
Interesting thoughts on that. And Jenny, no children, but you've got a lot of young people that are actually around in Elsa's ways. What do you think of what Roger and Steve have been saying?
I think they're right. I remember a friend of mine, when I was quite young, said to me, all money is income. Birthday money, tooth fairy money, everything. And if you put a little bit away before you consider what you've got to spend, in the end, you just don't miss it.
Would that seem to resonate, Roger and Steve, in terms of actually that's a good way for take baby steps and get these things together?
Yeah. No, I love that. You don't miss it. And it's that automatic, getting into a habit. If there's a little automatic kind of, part of your income just goes away, investment. It's funny, isn't it? When it's in your wallet and you've got to get it out and pay it across, it feels more painful. So, no, I love that.
It's presumably why Her Majesty doesn't actually carry money with her. That's not that. We'll go there. We move on. Best way, Steve, to actually find out more details, presumably go to the Performing Property website.
No. It's HSBC. So the whole thing is under Deposit Dash, and you can find out more via that as a handle on social media and so on online.
You see, this is the key. This is why you are the Olympic champion, whereas I clearly sort of see the whole notion of performing property. Well, of course, as you rightly says, HSBC, the Deposit Dash study, that's important. Were there any surprises? I mean, having looked at the whole thing, did you sort of come away thinking, well, it's fairly straightforward? I mean, if we look at the sort of the breakdown of the income per life, fairly standard figures for that,
we were absolutely astounded by the figures, and then you sort of dig a little bit deeper and you go, oh, hang on a minute, I have 11-year-old twin boys, and I can only speak for sort of the way it is now in our house. If they've just had recently had a birthday, and the old days when I was a kid, you know, your friends would bring a present. Well, my wife said, I don't want them to have a present that's just going to clutter up the house and they're not going to use. So it's common practice now that they just get, you know, £5 or £10 from their friends in an envelope, and that's what everyone does. And it adds up. It really adds up. Well, so suddenly birthdays, yeah. You know, if you're having sort of 10, 15 kids round, suddenly, you know, come the evening, there's £150, maybe £200 sitting in, and they're like, wow, this is amazing. And that is quite common practice. And so it's when you actually think of that, and then you think of the cost and the value of presents over the years that have been given, and you just think, if you have a baby and people give you loads of clothes you don't necessarily need, and the value of all of that, you actually stop and think, well, hang on a minute, and some of those you can resell and whatever. You start to think, well, actually, wow, it's an astonishingly high figure, but maybe, and it's done from the research of 4,000 people, so it's not just a handful of people making up figures. You think, wow, that's pretty staggering.
Just actually sort of wrapping up with those headline figures, the average child could receive £8,759.22 in the form of gifts, savings or treats by the age of 5. By the age of 10, that could have reached £22,000, £4.99. Nice to see HSBC being precise on that line of things.
Very precise. Where it really goes up, and we're taking up to 25, you've got to understand that, you know, once you're sort of 19, 20, 21, 22, you start working. Part-time jobs, so it really sort of racks up, the figures start to rack up.
I think the other point here is, what if you don't do it? I think, you know, what we obviously want to discourage is people not saving, not thinking about, you know, getting onto the property ladder or having that kind of, you know, that sum of money behind them they could have had, and get to 25 and look back and go, oh, if only. You know, there's a lot of if-only people in sports, and we don't want them to be doing that about their finances either.
Perfectly put together. Final sort of line, we've got Rob Knuckles in the studio as well. Rob, you've been listening to two top Olympic champions there, Roger Black and Steve Backley. From your own perspective, any thoughts on the sort of saving side of things?
No,
there we are. It's just marvellous. Let's just briefly head on in terms of details. Check it out, the details on HSBC. Roger and Steve, have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us on the programme this morning?
More than reasonably interesting. It's been fascinating.
Well, that's okay. Well, as I say, with inspiration, we've already said Roger's sort of impact with respect to Lincoln 5 years on. Clearly, if we come up to the Riverside in Middlesbrough, you could have a whole new work and the desperate need of all
you're
sorts.
You're fighting for relegation, aren't you? So,
well, when you say fighting for relegation, I think we need to put that in. Fighting against relegation. As opposed to.
Well, I'm a Southampton fan, so we've got to be careful.
I'll see you at the FA Cup final anyway. And that comes to an Arsenal fan, so yeah, good luck.
Well, there we are. It all slots together. Gentlemen, as ever, a delight, and hopefully again we'll speak again in the very near future. Many thanks now.
Thank you.
Strokes affect 130,000 people in England and Wales each year. Here's a recipe that can dramatically decrease your chances of strokes.
Excellent. I better get a pen.
167 grams of calcium.
Hang on. Slow down. One tablespoon.
Remember, any more than one tablespoon could kill you. Any less than one tablespoon could kill you.
Right, what was
and
the recipe?
And that's the recipe.
Oh,
if you would like a more simple solution, you can always call Pharma Nord on 01670 519989.
All right.
Or visit the website pharmanord.co.uk.
Let me see if I can jot that down. What was the number again?
01670 519989. Or visit the website pharmanord.co.uk.
And how do you spell Pharma Nord, I wonder?
pharmanord.co.uk.
It's almost as if I'm having a conversation with the radio.
Don't be silly, that's impossible.
Pharma Nord, winning the war of nutrition.
You're listening to a Southside Broadcasting podcast. Southside Broadcasting is a media company which aims to provide a wide range of features from the rural, health and lifestyle worlds. You can regularly listen to entertaining podcasts with interviews and correspondence from Los Angeles, Nashville, New York and London. You can take part in our Book of the Month features, grab some great nutritional advice, enjoy broadcasts from the Great Yorkshire Show, the Lincolnshire Show, and enjoy local football reviews with our regular feature, Fly Me to the Moon. You can even hear a BAFTA award-winning director drive a train full of teddy bears. You can listen to these and many more podcasts at southsidebroadcasting.podbean.com. For further information on how you can join over 35,000 people who regularly download our podcasts, call us on 01642 854 742 or email info@southsidebroadcasting.com now.